Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 223 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We just ended a pretty good session of Civ 7, actually, with the 501st, which is kind of the myself and the bonus kids and what they call themselves, so might as well continue calling them that. Making sure my mouse is charging. Yep. Okay. Supposedly it is. And we're just going to launch right into it. We've played some Mario Kart World. We've played some World of Warcraft. And then a heavy amount of Civ 7. Otherwise, I think I'll launch in a little bit to tech news. Well, no, let's get something kind of enjoyable out of the way first. Let's start with the enjoyable. Black Bear invited itself into a California man's crawl space. Like, the bear literally crawled into the man's crawl space in the basement under the house and started using it as his cave. Just as humanity begins to and continues to expand out, and I'm waiting for Civ 7 to load in the background, by the way, as humanity continues to expand outward, there we are with bears going, hey, you're kind of in our turf. We're going to check things out. Hi there. This place looks cozy. And so there they are. I guess Skydance, Paramount. There's this big Warner Brothers buyout with Netflix, and I think I talked about it last week. And Warner Brothers went, or Skydance went, yeah, we don't like the fact that we didn't win this bidding war. And so now they are offering Warner Brothers stockholders $30 per share to try and buy them out. Well, that's all well and good, except Warner Brothers stock kind of shot up when the Netflix deal was announced. Let's see, what are they at now? They're at $29.95 a share. So having a hostile buyout of 5 cents isn't really worth it to me. I would rather own and hold on to my shares. Like, I only have 5, so it's not like I'm some big highfalutin spender of some sort. But still, I would rather have the shares of stock than not. Like, it's just not worth it to me. This isn't. Oh, this age is almost over. Interesting. Okay. My boats are going around exploring, it seems. So, you know, with only gaining 5 cents per share and only having 5 shares, it's just not worth it to me at all. So, sorry guys, I'm not selling. Oh, it's the plague version. Got it. I think I have everything but... Yep, as usual. Science and... Not science are struggling, because I'm playing Civ here for those in the audio version. I'm trying. I think the age is almost over. But there we are, as far as the situation goes for Skydance and the hostile buyout that they wanted to try to do. I'm just not going to. Sorry. I am not interested. Wow, lots more camels. And that's all there is to it. But it's kind of funny that they're trying. If they were offering, $35 per share, then I might be tempted, you know? But otherwise, moving on. Kind of said my piece there. There is a zero-click vulnerability in Gemini. So watch out. It's just in Gemini Enterprise. So I'm sure Google's already working pretty hard to fix it, but it's there nonetheless. So if you are with a school district, for example, or otherwise, just be careful. It's some kind of a single injection leak that would let the attacker basically scan your entire everything that Gemini has access to. So it's pretty problematic, really. So just be aware of that. Don't click on links, you know. It's the standard security. Don't click on things you don't expect. And maybe as in an organization, stop trusting AI so much, okay? Just, that's about it. Really? Next up, we do enter politics. And I'm going pretty quick because there wasn't a lot. We're approaching Christmas. Looking forward to just hanging out and relaxing, maybe doing some more streams. And just seeing where things go. I thought for sure I already had that complete, but oh well. The science option, since I'm playing Civ. Anything I can overwrite that would really. Ooh, hi, that would boost science, wouldn't it? Oh, that's why I'm losing the military piece, because my religion isn't being 100% followed in some of these. So I will make a couple more of those guys. Actually, I have enough that I can purchase instead. But what was I saying? Ah, yes. Here's something wild. It's the couple of political stories. The next two, there's some interesting parallel here between the internet and technology and politics, because the font Calibri, which is like your default font for Microsoft Office products, is being deemed by the Trump administration as DEI for some odd and unknown reason. I don't get it. I really, really don't understand. It's a font, guys. That's all it is a font. How can a font be DEI? I just don't understand. At all. No understanding whatsoever. But sure, label Calibri as DEI. Good luck. It doesn't make any sense. But Calibri can be DEI. If you believe hard enough, I guess. Don't get it. This just kind of goes to show that the Trump administration continues to not understand technology. Excuse me, I just built. Oh, because I put the. That's weird. Yeah, I can get there, so I don't know why it's saying that it's not part of the network. Oh well. Calibri is supposedly DEI now. Colonialism is not satisfied merely. Your guess is as good as mine. I guess Microsoft probably irked them somehow, since that's, I think, the default. That's my best guess of the whole situation. My best guess. But your guess is as good as mine. These people are nuts. Speaking of them being nuts, if you're wanting to come to the United States, don't. Just don't. But if you really, really want to, just watch out, because the State Department is ordering that tourists be required to disclose 5 years of social media histories. So be prepared for that nonsense. And that's what it is, nonsense. Yes, let's invade people's privacy.
Oh, ye conquerors and your sons. Oh, ye gurus and devas.
How dare they want to visit our country and spend their money in our country? So let's harass them further and peek into their private social media. I just don't get it at all. And that's probably why I'm just kind of glossing over it too. It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe they want some more JD Vance baby memes or something. I could see that being a thing, I guess. Maybe. Oh, gee. Here. Poof. That guy's probably gonna die. But the last thing on this faster recording is that a federal judge throws out the Trump order blocking development of wind energy. So I guess at least judges are understanding that Trump administration is full of hot air for an attempt at a joke. They're just nuts. They continue to be. Yes, let's block. Let's try to block something positive, something good for the country, like clean energy and the jobs and other industries that can come about because of it. Sure. makes no sense to me. But that's what's on fire in the last week. It was a busy week for me, so there might have been other things that would have gotten my interest had I been watching. I just haven't really had the ability to watch much. But here is your reminder that if you would like to write in, I'm here. podcast@myflesh.net. You can leave comments on the blog, on various social media, like the YouTube channel. And I'll find you. Wow. Yeah, you get your little butt over there. Yep, there went my privateer. Oh. Excuse me. I thought I'd built. Oh well. The plague is everywhere. Up there, apparently. But I don't think I have anything else to say. So, remember, my friends, freedom and autonomy are the rights of all sentient beings. Even when they're being kind of dumb, like the Trump administration is being. But they're not respecting everybody's freedom and rights, now are they? Take care, my friends.